KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 34 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with isolated sprinkles this morning. Partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In local news, the Atlantic Ragbri Committee is ready to Sunday fun day with cyclists, visitors, and community members on Sunday, July 21st. Bailey Smith, Executive Committee member, says Atlantic is the first full day of Ragbri, so the committee wanted to think of a theme that would get participants excited but also showcase how gracious and pleased we are to be a host community. Sunday Fun Day was brought up and instantly stuck as the theme. The logo highlights things that represent Atlantic, like the City Park Monument and agriculture, acknowledges the cyclists and their support crews that will be visiting, and expresses an atmosphere of fun and music to come in Atlantic. T-shirts will be printed with a new logo for sale in the community and to Ragbri guests. You can see a picture of that logo under the same story on our news page. Atlantic last hosted Ragbri in 2011, generating proceeds that benefited four local nonprofits. This year, four local nonprofits will again benefit from the success of Ragbri, to include the Atlantic Police Department, Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, Atlantic Community Schools Booster Club, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The official Atlantic Ragbri website at www.atlanticragbri.com will be live and full of information in the coming weeks. This will be the hub for local community members and for Ragbri riders to get information about housing, vendor opportunities, entertainment, maps, volunteering, and more. If you're interested in lending a helping hand, fill out the volunteer form found on the website. The Atlantic Ragbri Committee will continue to meet regularly to plan various activities for the July 21st overnight celebration. As information is available, it will be shared with the community and on the website. In the meantime, everyone is encouraged to follow Atlantic Ragbri on Facebook for all things Ragbri Atlantic. Interim Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen said yesterday that the walking trails are now open at the Schulberg Recreation Area, but they're asked that you use the west parking lot for your vehicles only. The east parking lot will remain closed, as well as North Chestnut Street and Iowa Avenue. Rasmussen said you should use caution when walking on the connected trail from Olive Street west to the Schulberg Rec Area, as mud from the flooding left on the trails can be extremely slick. In addition, Rasmussen reports the gates to Sunnyside Park opened yesterday, but use great caution as you drive through the park due to the gravel and debris on the streets. Please be alert for walkers, joggers, disc golfers, and children at play. The tennis courts, he said, are open and ready to use by the public for tennis only. The restrooms in the park will not be open until a later date, though, due to the risk of freezing temperatures at night and the resulting frozen pipes. Rasmussen of the Parks Board asks you to enjoy Atlantic Parks, but please respect the properties as they are for everyone to use and enjoy. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, election officials in Adams County said Monday that absentee ballots are now available for voting in the Adams County special election to be held on April 9th. Only voters who live in the 5th precinct are eligible to vote in that election. The polling places the Prescott City Hall and Library, with polling hours on April 9th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Absentee voting will be available at the Auditor's Office at the Adams County Courthouse. Ballots may be voted there from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday until April 8th, when the office will be open at 5 p.m. The last day to register at the auditor's office for this election is Friday, March 29th, before 5 p.m. Following the deadline and on election day, any voter who has moved from outside the county will be processed using the requirements of election day registration and must provide proof of residence and identity. A person who is eligible to register to vote may do so on election day at the polling place for the precinct in which that person lives. And you can find out more information under the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Or if you have any questions, contact the Adams County Auditor's Office. In our funeral announcements, Robert Bob Vogesser, age 90, of Atlantic, died March 18th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Vogesser will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gregory Bates, age 53, of Irwin, died Thursday. Funeral services for Gregory Bates will be today at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Forsman, age 83, of Perry and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Richard Forsman will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dean Beeson, age 59, of Defiance, died Friday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Dean Beeson, will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Jean Strissel, age 72, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Dorothy Strissel will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ardeth Eukin, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of rural Cumberland, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ardeth Eukin will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ronnie Paulson, age 74, of Anita, died March 19th at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ronnie Paulson will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Terry Ann Bates, age 67, of Linden, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Bates will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Alice Rasmussen, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday. A memorial service for Alice Rasmussen will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died March 12th. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Beth May Pierce, age 92, of Dallas Center and formerly of the Panora and Guthrie Center areas, died Monday at Spurgeon Manor in Dallas Center. Memorial services for Beth Pierce will be held April 6th at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. David Eblin, age 73, of Greenfield, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for David Eblin are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.